what it brings. Moshe Rabbeinu was Nistave on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the second year. Please go count Kai Yisrael. I count the Kai Yisrael, Mispar Shemos. Tifkidu Osam. The Pasuk brings Pasuk Yudches, Beis Kaleido Hikigu. Right, they got together all the people, the entire community. The whole business, and Mispar Shemos to count them. Kasher to Hashem is Moshe, Vayichnim the Midbar Sinai. Says the Ramban, a very simple idea. Yaskir is Rizus Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mitzvah Hashem. The Torah is emphasizing or mentioning the Rizus, the alacrity, the excitement, the energy of Moshe Rabbeinu when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu Tzivui, Kibiyom Hadibur, because on the day of the instruction, Lo Kaches HaNesiyim. On that same day, I guess it means because why is the Pasuk talking about telling us when it happened? What difference does it make? I guess we know the Tzivah was on that day. As Ramban, the Pasuk is trying to mask his reasons Moshe Rabbeinu. That the Yom HaDibur, Lokach Es HaNesiyim, Vehikil Kol Eida. He took all the Nesiyim, all the princes, all the leaders. He gathered all the Eida together. Vehikil Kol Eida. He began to count them. Below Mishnah, Aminyan, the Yom Echad didn't finish them. He couldn't finish the counting. Kach Chazer Amar Vayifkin in Midbar Sinai. Therefore, it says he counted them in the Midbar. Lodia Shahoya, the Malkam Ahu Haminyan. Lo Biyom Ahu. It wasn't a one day. It took a while, but at least they started today. It wasn't just a one day job. You know, they'll do it, finish today. It takes a while, but at least let me get started today. So it shows that Moshe Rabbeinu did not wait, did not procrastinate when it comes to doing Tzivu Hashem. So think about it for a moment. If the king, if the president of the United States, or the, I don't know who to compare to nowadays, but if some very hush individual, right, some president or king would come over to me and say, hey, Rabbi Nyman, please, over, I have a special mission for you. And I feel privileged to go ahead and I would feel very excited, you know, with the king asking me to do a special mission, do a special shlichus, to go do something on behalf of the king, which he feels important to him. Okay, so the king didn't tell me to go do it right now. But you know, I'm so excited, I mean, every normal person would not go ahead and just push it off. Now you do it. The king wants you to do it. I'm honored to come for me to be the Shia Hashem, Shia for the king. So of course I'll do it right away. Right? And he had, you know, obviously he's a busy man, but Hashem Baruch comes first, and this is Moshe Rabbeinu following Hashem Baruch's orders. So Avada, what else do you do but do it right away? So what is the special zrizus? Obviously, it would be a very, 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 very lazy person, and your mom is just the opposite of zrizus, a total hustle. Okay, maybe. It's even hard to hear them. You know, what the big deal is. But it's not Kodesh Baruch Hu. You know, I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu was a big Talmud Chacham, big Tzaddik, a big Yerei Shemayim. Where's the element of Jesus? Jesus means that there's something special about his kunos, his special midos, that he doesn't, you know, he gets up, he moves, he wants to do things quickly, he doesn't want to push it off. What's the special midos of Jesus? Okay, so he wants to do what's right, and he does what's right, and he's not a lazy person. It's like Hashem Baruch Hu, the thought of the Atmo, encourages him and instructs him. So, what's the his reason over here? Oh, who cares? I mean, you have to be a Zarech. It seems that both say, very simply, it seems that both say that this is a, and we see from here the tremendous koach, the sabbat is zemer the fun. You see the tremendous, a person has a very strong natural resistance, a natural inclination to push things off. You know? Your mother tells you to do a certain job, you're in the house, and she says, hey, also, can you please take out the garbage? As much as you love your mother, as much as you want to do what she says, but if there's no resource there, if you don't feel, if there's no inclination, if you're not working on your resource, so, okay, I'll do it later. Why should I do it now? You push things off. Just do it later. It's not important. Let me do it later. But your mother said that you want to make her happy, and I'm sure she would like you to do it now. It would be a nice thing, but you push it off. So Moshe Rabbeinu had, it sounds like the Rabban is saying, that if it wasn't for Moshe Rabbeinu's special Midah, his yichus, his special chashivus, his special milos amidus, that he was a zaris. He had worked on himself and he developed that special midah of hurrying up. We don't push things off. So he would have done it in this case. He would have pushed it off. great. He had a lot of negias, obviously. Mishkami was a very busy man. He was busy involved in the Marvus Torah, saying the Shir, teaching Kai Yisrael Torah, and he was taking care of their problems, their dinam, their, he was in charge of the bed, he was the chief dayan. He had a lot of responsibilities, he was a busy man. But if it wasn't, so therefore, because of his, if he wouldn't have excelled, if he would have been a normal person with everything else that he had, with all his pikkus and Avas Hashem per se, if it wasn't because that resulted in his research, he would have, okay, I'll do it this afternoon, I'll do it tomorrow. Listen, I couldn't finish it anyway, I can't do the whole job, I'll wait till tomorrow. There's plenty of svaras, plenty of tenses, plenty of negiyas of why I'll do it tomorrow, I'm busy today, I'll do it tomorrow. Baruch, but you know what Hashem wants? Hashem wants, what Hashem wants you to do it? You know, he's giving you time, do it, you please, you do it now. I feel honored, it's my covenant to respond to Hashem Baruch. Moshe Rabbeinu would hold off and wait and push it off, and he wouldn't do it. This is because a person is born with an innate teva to go ahead and you know, I guess you call it a laziness, a procrastination tendency. You have a tendency, I don't want to do it now, I feel like doing it now, do it later. And we find this very true by all of us, I think, that, you know, a natural person does, you know, he tries, you know, he does everything in the world except what he has to do. Whatever he has to do, he'll do it later. You know, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll take over the books. I'll do it. Whatever job, I'll do it later. This Rabosai is a very, it's important to recognize how naturally prone we are to not be azorus. That's how the teva of the person is such that push things off, and it requires work and focus and the development of a means of Jesus to say, I want to do it now. I want to get it behind me. The reason might be, well, this is do it quickly, hurry up, do it now. I can do it later, it's not the end of the world, you know. Hashem's not going to shoot him, but Hashem told you, what are you pushing it off for? You do it now. I mean, Hashem wants you to do it. Well, he told you he wants to do it 5 years from now. You do it now. I'll do it later. In a related manner, I will say, so obviously it's very, it might be hard and challenging to develop Zrizus, but Zrizus is so crucial. I saw in the Chush HaLev that he brings a little schmooze by in Parshas Vayera when Avram was busy with the Akedah, and he went ahead and he was instructed by Kodesh Baruch Hu at that point not to shech the son. Vayisa Avram Ateina Vayar, Vina Al Achar Nechas Vesbach Vakarnav, there was an isle there that was caught in the thicket by its horns. Vayel Chavram, Avram went, took the isle, he brought it up as an Olat Hachspanel. Says the Rashi, Vakarnav, so the last Rashi, Shayrut, Eitzel Avram. What happened? What's this? Nechas Vesbach, it was held, it was like caught in there, it wasn't like this guy, didn't get caught, I think the portion there wasn't just got caught, but something was holding it back, there's something made to get caught. The Rashi, Shayrot, Eitzel Avram, this animal was running towards Avram, Vasotam, Sotcho, Umarvavo, Be'ilanot. Right, the Sotam was held him back, and the Sotam was there to make sure that this animal get caught in the thorn and in the thicket. Got caught, and obviously it was an active pursuing of an active desire or ratzon or action of the sudden to make sure he got caught. Kedela the akta, to hold them back. Hold them back. So I think the Rashiva asked, what's the purpose? What's the tachas of the sudden over here? The sudden sees Avraham Avinu, right? He's passing that kedem, flying colors on the highest madrega, was ready to shech the son. Mamash, his son is Ben Yechida, was only beloved son. And he passed, right? He was about to do it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hold back, stop, don't do it. So what's next? There's another Nesayon, okay? So what are you going to do now, right? So he's supposed to, those challenges, he wants to go ahead and, okay, so let me put something else, let me bring another animal, you know, tachas b'no, and it should be like your son, it should be a zitzi to the son, and the same hagosha, to be on the highest madrega in the stomach, and to shech an animal. He found an animal, Baruch Hashem. So, okay, so something says, okay, I see the animal's running, but I want to hold the animal back. So akva. I mean, it doesn't require rocket scientists to figure out that the Sutton would realize that Avram would walk another couple of feet and pick up and go get the animal shepherd. So what's he accomplishing? Paris' Rashiva said, because if you push it off, if Avram Avinu does not do it right now, if it takes an extra couple of seconds, whatever it takes to walk towards the animal, instead of the animal coming to him and he has to go and extract it from, make, more second takes, they have to extract it from the thing, it takes more time, and he has to hold them back, and now Avram has to come and get it, and it's a shlep, and a tircha. Now Avram Avinu's enthusiasm might wane a little bit, might be a little bit less. He won't feel that excitement anymore. He was so excited, he was so into the highest level of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be Moser Nefesh, his own son, to Shech the son. But once that gets less, once there's a pause in the action, and he has to go over there and he has to extricate it, you know? And that those couple seconds is Hashem Shemayim, this Vekas Bat Kosh Baruch will be lessened and minimized, and it will be a whole different run, a whole different action, a whole different mindset. He'll probably stumble, still shecht, I guess. I'm not sure, it's not clear what will happen, but it will be a different level of mindset. It will be different. Well, so this is importance. Even someone who's so excited, I love learning, I'm thinking hospice, I do everything, and I want to do the mitzvahs, I want to be careful about Shabbos, and about kashrut, everything, and I'm such a high madrega. It's important on both sides that enthusiasm could be lost, and could be diminished, and if you don't hurry up and do it, something will happen, no, not within yourself, your hagosh, your feeling, your excitement about something will be diminished, and it will be a whole different mitzvah later on. So this is both our challenge, number one, to go ahead and develop zrizus, to work on zrizus, to fight that natural tendency to push things off, and this is how important it is, to maintain the purpose of maintaining the same level of excitement. Don't assume because I'm so inspired, I'm so into it, and I'm such a, I want to do the mitzvah so much that'll maintain this level of excitement. It doesn't work that way. It diminishes a couple seconds later, Ron Vino, this is what happens.